The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. It's a massive topic. It's a massive undertaking. So tonight, I want to look at God. And I want to start off by relaying this conversation between Shaitan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf. We're now, of course, you know, Shaitan is asking Allah, Allah, I want to be, or grant me, anzurni ila yawmi yub'athun. Grant me respite until the day of uprising. It's interesting to note and scary to note that Shaitan, in who he is and what he ended up, was a jinn that believed in God as a khaliq. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtuhu min teen. You created me from fire, he says. You created him from clay. He saw God as a khaliq. And this request he has, that I want respite ila yawmi yub'athun, means that he also believed in the day of judgment. He understood the magnitude of the announcement of the khilafat of Nabi Adam, which means this whole khilafat prophethood system, he also believed in. Yani, if we take just the bare minimum on paper, Muslim today is one who believes in Tawheed, prophethood, and the day of judgment. Precisely what Shaitan time and time again said, I also believe in that, but he's Shaitan. Scary. He says, Allah, I want respite. God says, قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. You're amongst the respited. Fine, I'll give you respite. Now, why he did? Again, outside of my topic. Then that's when he says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Right? This was your fault, God. I blame you. You put me in this predicament. And because you did this to me, لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صَرَاتِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I'm going to ambush them. Meaning your servants. صَرَاتِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Kaf, you know the pronoun. Your path. Now, obviously, if you said Sirat al-Mustaqim, it would have made sense. We understand, right? The path to the casino is not Sirat al-Mustaqim. We know what that means. It's a path to God. But he was adamant, saying, it's not any path. I'm going to sit ambush on your path. Ambush meaning he doesn't announce that, you know, Shaitan 10 miles ahead. There's no sign saying, turn here for Shaitan. Ambush means, like a cop in the bushes, you have no idea he's there until the lights go on. Shaitan now attacks sometimes out of the blue. Now he goes on to talk about the idea that I will attack from the front and from the back and from the right, from the left. That's a different discussion altogether. But what I want to initially mention to all of you and myself tonight is this, that if we kind of do a summary, a khulasa, of how Shaitan infiltrates us, one thing that he wants to do is he wants to get into our system and change our bias towards God. Follow me. We all have our bias towards God, good or bad or confused, whatever it is. We have a bias. Bias meaning that we have a certain thought towards God. As the Holy Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. If you want to measure, beautiful hadith, if you want to measure the distance between you and God, how close God is to you, measure how close you are to God. What a beautiful tradition this is. I am as my servant sees me, God says. If you see him as a wrathful God, if you see him as a punishing God, if you see him as a scary God, everything you go through, you simply confirm the bias. Every heartache, every mushkilat, every struggle, every sakhti, every broken engagement, every miscarriage, every diagnosis, see, he has it out for me. And all you do is you confirm the bias. If you see God as a merciful, loving, compassionate God, everything, hatta even a pandemic, you'll see as from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaitan wants to come in and play with that bias, because he knows that you live and die by this bias. Comes in and plays with it, and wants you to believe that God doesn't want to hear from you, God has it out for you, you're not in God's good books, all these things are there. So tonight, what I want to present to all of you is the idea that even if we have a certain image of God inside of us, that has come from, let's say, our our childhood, our madrasa teacher, some scholar, our parents, whatever the case may be, that doesn't have to be the only way we see God. You can be in awe of God, you can be fearful of God, you can tremble when you think about upsetting Him, but that also means you're in love with God as well. So maybe that trauma you have when you're a child, maybe that idea that I'm fearful of God isn't so bad. Maybe that can be converted into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know that His qualities are muttasil bizat. It is part of His essence. They're not separate from His essence. It can't be that I take only this from God or that from God. At the same time, this is really the beautiful balance of Allah and the blessing of Allah. He says, if you find one path to me, that's fine. That's all I want. Just find one path to me. I mentioned the hadith of the Prophet. He says, as many breaths as there are in this universe, there are that many paths to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are a lot of you who attach yourself to Allah being a raziq. There are a lot of you that attach Allah through His rahmaniyat, let's say, for example. But the way that he almost, you know, presents this to us is that if that's your one path, fine. But once you open that path, a number of other paths will open. Meaning what? You might think you have only treaded one path, but in reality, you've embraced all of me in that path. Look, the moment that you understand, Wallahu khayru raziqin, He is the greatest raziq, right? And you tread that path, meaning what? You beg Him by that name. Once you understand that He's the one that will cure your sickness or cure my sickness, and I go and I turn to Him now and I ask Him, you know what? Cure my mother, cure me, cure my father. I don't understand subconsciously. I'm actually pleading and asking Him for several other of His qualities. All in one. I see it as one path, but it's not one path. It's multiple paths. Even when I beg Him for a job, or I beg Him for enough money for a new house in this market, I'm doing that, I'm asking Him for the sake of His raziqiyat. He is, of course, the one who is the sustainer, and He gives us, but also through His justice and His mercy and His kindness, all of that is encompassing in that one path. If you have one path of God, and you only know God through one angle, don't assume it's one angle. It's not one angle. It's multiple angles. There might be angles that you're looking for inside of you. Oh, I wish I had this. I wish I could do what Siddhartha says and see Allah for His beauty. All I see is fear, fear, fear. But that fear is love. It's a matter of you looking at it through a different lens, changing the bias. Don't allow shaitan to infiltrate you and play with your mind to say, you know what? That Allah will never accept you. If I take a survey of this building right now, the sister side, outside, inside the tent, everybody, the security guard, the whole nine, and I ask them, do you think that what you do is good enough to please God right now in your world? I don't know how many of you would say, yes, I think I've earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll all believe that our a'mal is naqis, it's not enough, it's not sufficient, it's broken. And part of it is our humbleness. But I fear to say a little bit is the fact that I don't know if I know how to please God or if He'll ever be pleased with me. That's a better statement. I don't think He'll ever be pleased with me is a more dangerous statement than my humbleness. I mean, my young guys, I mean, I think that some of you have it in for yourself. There's no way I said by that he's gonna forgive me. I don't see it. You have no idea what I've done. It's possible to look at God through one lens, and a number of lenses now come in that one lens.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
Oh, اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.